She on over here.
Rashi says, Sarah, the Yashra Pesach Abayis, that Komi Shayabolik Roya Roya Rosh Purun, they saw her here on COVID, for Chayza they ran away from her. Called the Yosra Chaz Yohada, they went away. That was the Maisa of Oin Ben Peles, his wife. That his wife saved him, his wife was good. Now we're going to talk about the wicked wife. That was Eshes Kerech. She was the one that caused the problems here. Came up the wife of Kerech. Omulei, Chazi Mai Kovid Moshe. She stirred up Kerech. She said to Kerech, listen what Moshe is doing to you. She caused him, right? She stirred him up. Iyo, she said to Moshe like this. Iyo have a Malki. Moshe is a Melech. Liachva Shav Yekana. To his brother Aaron, he's given the Kuna. Kohen Rabbi, he's making him a Kohen Gadol. Livneyach, who said to Aaron's children, Shavino Sagni Bekani. They're the second in charge of the Kohanim. Iyasi Truma, if they bring Truma Omar, take to the Kohen. Give it to the Kohen, he's give it to Aaron and his children. Iyasi Meister, if they come and bring Meister Rishon, the Shaklisir Osun, that you would should get it. Omar Hav Chod Miyo the Kohen. And as you are lazy, so you deserve at least Meister Rishon. You know what they do to you though? Even when they come and give you Meister Rishon, they say, one tenth of that, you have to give back to us, you have to give to the Kohen. Truma Meister has to come back to the Kohen. The guys led the Mazarcha, they want to cut off your hair. Moshe is coming to cut off your hair. Or Matal Tlechu, and throw you around. Ki Kufta, like a piece of schmutz. He wants to make nothing. A Rashi Reya, that junk he wants to make out of you. Is that's what she's talked into Kerech. Is Eina Yoiv Mazarcha, Moshe is looking at your hair. You have beautiful hair, Kerech, and he wants your hair. So his mom is going to rip your head off. He's ripping your hair off, as they say. Oh my Lord, for Iyo Nami Covid, he's also doing this way. In other words, the Lachar, the Levi becomes Tor, he asked him, when the Levi becomes Tor, he has to shave off all his hair. That's what his wife's saying, that he wants you to become Tor, and he wants you to cut off all your hair. So she answered back, but Moshe also has to do this. Oh my Lord, for Iyo Nami Covid, he also has to shave off all his hair. He's also a Levi, if he wants to become Tor. So Oh my Lord, she said back, his wife about the Kerech, Kivon the Kula Ravusa Didei, since he has all the rabbonis, he's the head, he's the leader. Omar Iyo Nami Thomas Nafshim Plishtim, it's worth it for me, for Moshe, to have his hair cut off. I'll be killed as long as the Plishtim will also be killed. In other words, as long as you have to have your hair off, it was Kedai for Moshe. That's where she aroused her husband Kerech. V'yar the Kamalakul Avdisut Chilta. She said he made he tells you to make tzitzis, to make blue wool. If you tell me, if you would think that there's a mitzvah of tchilas, the blue wool, ask the gleam of the tchilta, the chasinu lekuloi. She said, as far as should have been then, the mitzvah should have been, make the whole cloth out of tchilas. Mitzvah from this material. That's the pasuk says, chokhmat noshim bon sabesa. Zu ishto shal'oin ben teles. That smart lady builds the house. That was a good wife. That was the wife of Oyin Ben Peles. The Yivelis, the Yoda Tarseno, a wicked one, would break down the house. The Ishto Shok Kerech. That was the wife of Kerech. She only gave bad advice. She only knocked him down. All right, let's stop here. The Leskamar Daf Kuf Yud holding on top, or four lines down. Again, the Maisa with Eishas Kerech. That she was the one that caused them to do the Ra. So several last few lines again was the Yoid. Secondly, also she complained the guy is Leila Mazaychem. Well, five lines down from Tzav Kuf Yud Amud Aleph. The guy is Leila Mazaychem. That Moshe is telling you to shave off your hair. So Rashi says the Chsir the Pasuk says by Midbar Vaziru Tara Kol Besorim. That when a lady wants to become Torah or the Chinuch, they had to first shave off all his hair. And he's throwing you around like garbage. That's what Eshes Kerech was complaining to Kerech. So Eina Yoivim Mazaychu, that Moshe Rabbeinu is looking at your hair, means he wants you to take off your hair. He doesn't want you to be choshev at all. Oh my Lord, so Kerech said back to his wife, Ho'iyu Nami Ko'ovid, but he also does like this. He also has to shave off his hair when he wants to become tall. So Omnilai, she answered back to Kerech and said, Kivon Dekulo, Ruvusa Didei, since all the leadership, all the greatness is by him, by Moshe, So to him alone it doesn't bother him. Omar Iyul, he'll say to himself, Omar Iyul Nami, Thomas Nafshi and Plishtim. Like Shimshon said, let my soul die with the Plishtim. In other words, Moshe was so great already, he had such greatness, that to him it didn't bother to have to shave off his hair. But he's only doing it to you, to lower you. This is why Korah's wife was complaining. The Yoyt, also she said, the Yoyt, the Komalachu of Disu Tichuta, that Moshe Rabbeinu told you there's a mitzvah of tzitzis, that you're supposed to put one string of blue wool on your tzitzis. Tchelis. Now, what kind of swell is that, she complained. You can tell me. Tichuta Chashiva, it means something, that blue wool, the dyed blue. It means something. If so, after Galima, the Tichuta, you should take a whole cloth made from this dyed blue wool, from Tchelis. V'chasinu l'chulu, and cover everybody, everything. Mesiftecha, everybody in your yeshiva should be covered with it. And Rashi says, cover everything. Cover the walls, cover yourself, cover the table. If it's so great, cover everything with it. So that's what she went to complain against Korach. That's what raced on Korach. And Haina the Siddhas the Pasuk says, Chochmat Noshim Bonsa Besa, the wisdom of a lady builds up the house, Zu Ishtoi Shalayin Ben Telus, that his wife caused him to do tshuva. But the zealous Biyodet Hersenu, the bad wife, the wicked wife, she'll tear down the house, Zu Ishtoi Shal Korach. That's the wife of Korach. Then the Pasuk says, Vayakumu Lefnei Moshe, there were 250 people complaining against the Moshe. So Vidashin Miyuchodim Shebeda, they were special people, these 250, not some people. Kriye Moy, the Pasuk says, that means Shayoyodim La'avishonim. These people were big chachomim, they knew how to make an extra month to the year. Ulekveya Chadoshim, they knew how to be Koveya, they knew how to make the calendar. Then the person says, Anshei Shem, what does that mean? Shoyel Hem Shem B'chol Olam. These are famous people. Everybody in the world knew about these 250. Vayishma Moshe Vayipol Aponif. When Moshe heard this, he fell on his face. So Ma Shmua Shoma, what did he hear that made him fall on his face? Omer Rabbi Shmua Banachmeni, Omer Rabbi Yenison, Shechashduhu Meishas Ish. That people were talking, telling their wives, stay away from Moshe. They went around spreading a rumor that Moshe lived with married ladies. That the Cheshit Moshe to live with Eshes Ish. Shinema, they were angry. They were angry with Moshe. They were somewhat jealous of him. This is the Machlokes Korach. Yeah. And Shinema, the Pasuk says, "Vayikanu leMoshe b'machne," that they were jealous. Vayikanu leMoshe in the tent. What does that mean? Omer Reb Shmuel bar Yitzchok, Malam, it comes to teach us, "Shekol echad v'echad," all of these Jews, Kinei es ishtari Moshe. They all, like, gave their wife a warning, stay away from a man. You know which man? Moshe Rabbeinu. They all gave their wife, like, Kina, stay away. Shinem the Pasuk says, Moshe yikach es oil. Moshe took his tent, v'notolei mechus l'machna, and he put it up outside the machna, as if to take himself away from any chashad. They were choshedim, he would live with their wives, so he took himself away to free himself from any chashad. Rashi says, Yotzim chus machne, so you chashdu oi, there shouldn't be chashidim. Then, Vayokim Moshe, Vayelech Adosav Aviram. Moshe got up and went to talk to Adosav Aviram. So, Omer Ashlok, Ashloka says, Mikan from here we learn out, Shein Marziki or Machlekis, do not hold on to a fight. Now, the Rashi says, Shein Mochel Al Kvoidoi. Moshe was Mochel on his covet, Vuatz Meholech Lovato Machlekis. He himself went to try and stop the Machlekis. He didn't just sit back and say, they're fighting with me, let's see what happens. No, he went to try and stop it. He himself went to speak to Dosan Gavirin. But nothing happened. What?
He went out.
Right. He went to try and stop the Machlokes and talk to them. The Yomar Rav, called Hamachzik of Machlokes, whoever holds on is Machazik to Machlokes. Oyver Balav, Yishno Yerozman Aveir, Yerozman Alav. If you don't go to try and stop the Machlokes, you hold it, you're up to Yerozman Alav. Shinemar says, Poloyiya Kekerech Machadosoy. You should not be like Korach. So what does that mean? They were machzik of machlekes. They held on to it. Yeah. So you overlap if you hold on to the machlekes. Rav Ashi says, Roye Ritzara. You're worthy of becoming a Mitzara. Have leprosy. Sivok, it says over here, Biyad Moshe Loi, the end of the Pasuk says. Well, Sivok, another Pasuk says, V'yemra Hashem Loi, Oid Hove No Yodcho Tichakecho. Take your hands out from your chayk, and Moshe's hands came out with its Tzara. Omer Rav Yosi,
Kol ha'acholek al Malchus Beis David. Whoever argues against Malchus Beis David is royu la'achish anochish. He's worthy that a snake should bite him. Sivok, it says over here in Malachim, Va'yizbach Adoniyahu tsoinu vokum ria imeben ha'zoichelet. And we know Adoniyahu, that was the son of David, he wanted to take over the Melucha. He was cholek al Malchus Beis David. He did not want Shlomo to take over, he wants to take over. But says the Loshen of Evan ha'zoichelet. Uxivosim, the Pasuk in the Devarim that says, Am im chamas zoichel ha'yofer. With the zoichel ha'yofer, the zoichel at the snake, that's a nochesh.
So does that refer to a woman that...
Omer Rav Chizda, Kol ha'chelek al-rabbi, whoever argues against his rabbi, that is, it means chelek ha'yeshivosoi, you do not like the fact your rabbi has the yeshiva, is kechelek al-ashchina. It's like you're arguing against Hashem. Shnemer, it says, behatzaisam al-Hashem. It says here that we're fighting against Hashem. Even though they're only fighting against Moshe Rabbeinu, it's considered like al-Hashem, they're fighting against Hashem. Om Reb Choma Rebbe Chanina, Koloisa Meriba Im Rabba, whoever makes a machlokes, a fight with his Rebbe, is Koloisa Im Shchina, it's like you're fighting with Hashem. Shnemer says, Heima Me Meriba, Asher Rabba B'nai Yisrael, Al Hashem, they were fighting against Hashem, even though they're arguing against Moshe, so again, Atam Chochem, the Rebbe is like the Shchina, is like Hashem. Om Rebbe Chanina Bapopo, Kol ha-misroyim ha-rabbi, also whoever keeps on fighting with his Rebbe, misroyim, he doesn't listen to the Rebbe, is kilu misroyim al-ashchina, it's like he's fighting, arguing against the Shechina. Shnemer says, lo yoleinu tluna seichem, all your arguments are not against us, ki al Hashem, you're arguing against Hashem. They're arguing against the Moshe, and it was considered like they're arguing against Hashem. Omer Rav Avua, kol ha-mahara racha, rabbi, whoever thinks after his Rebbe, means do not accept his advice, You want to hide from your Rebbe? Kilo maharacha shchina. It's like you're trying to hide from the shchina. Again, Shneimer the Pasuk says, V'yadabram be'elokim over Moshe. They spoke against Moshe, but the Pasuk says, Elokim also. It was like they were speaking against Hashem. Now there's a Pasuk that says, Pasuk Kehelis, Oysher shomu lebolov l'rosoi. Rich is waiting for the master to do bad to him, l'rosoi. Sometimes the riches you have is only bad. Omer Ashlokish. This goes on the riches that Korach owned, that old Korach had. That's what turned them off. The Pasuk says, V'yaskol ha'yakum asher bragleim. All the yakum is holding you up from your feet. So we dash in Omer Ablaza, Zeh memoyne shaladim. That's a person's wealth. Shemamidu yaraglev. That's what holds him up on his feet. That's what he stands on. He relies on his wealth. The Omer Ablazi, Masui, the weight of Gimel Meyos Pardes. He needed 300 mules, Levonois, white mules, Hoyo Maftechois, were just to carry the keys, Shel Beis Genozov Shokerach, of the warehouse, the treasures of Kerach. That's how many Genozov he had. He had so many warehouses of gold and diamond that he needed 300 mules to carry just the keys. Now maybe you would think the keys are made out of heavy silver, heavy metal. No, you should know. The kulu aklide or klipa de glide. They're all made out of leather. He had leather locks and leather keys. So it didn't weigh too much, each key by itself. But he had so many millions of them that he needed 300 mules to carry all his keys. That's how much of an oisha, that's called wealth. Now, Amar Rebbe Chom of Rebbe Chanina, Gimel Matmuni Yos Hitmin Yosef Mitzrayim. When Yosef hid all the wealth that he collected in Mitzrayim, he hid it in three places. And three people received it. Achas nizgal slakerach. One third of all the riches that Yosef collected from the Mitzrayim, Kerach received. That's how rich he was. The achas nizgal slayantaninus ben Asurius. He revealed it. He had it. He took it. Antaninus was a big oisher. Rebbe's times. The achas and the last third gonzo le tzadik lasalovay. Kodesh Baruch Hu is hiding it for tzadik lasalovay will have from those riches. Right. The Yom Reb Yochanan, Korach himself, Reb Yochanan holds, Loi Min Abluyim, he was not from the 250 people that were swallowed up in the ground, Loi Min Asrufim, and not from the people that were burnt. Why? He doesn't say what happened to him. But Loi Min Abluyim wasn't from the people that swallowed up. The Siddur says, it's called Adam Asher Korach. All the people that were around Korach were swallowed up. Loi Korach, Mashmah, but not Korach himself. Not from the people that burned. I mean, not from the ones that burned up. Those were 250. The Sivit says, "Be'echol Eish
es chamishmo mesayim ish. It says the fire burnt up to 250 mash mevulei karech, but not karech. Karech was not killed this way. Pam karech had a different death, but neither from the bluim and not from the nesrafim.
Yeah, special kind of death. What was it? One was burnt up, the other was swallowed alive.
Yeah, right.
Moshe said that he's got.
Rashi says ela the magefa mate. He died with a special plague, a special magefa. According to Rabbi Yechman, a special magefa came upon karech. Whether the Masnisa Ton and the Braisi we learned, Kerech no, was the opposite. Minas Rufim or Minah Bluim, he was from both. He was burnt and then he was swallowed up. Minah Bluim Dirsivativ Loisam Vies Kerech. It says he dashes Vies Kerech, going on back on the Pasuk before, Vativ Loisam, and also Kerech. Minas Rufim, just see the Pasuk says, Vateshes Mosle Hashem, Vies Yotzim Es Hashem, Vatechol Es Chamishim O Messiahimish, Vikerech Vadayu. And Kerech was with them. Says Vatim Leisam Yes Kerech in Moim. Yes Demolim Avlim and Esrotim Doris Alahai Yes Kerech Liachrov. Right. Reb Yerachon, that's when the pasuk says Yes Kerech. It doesn't go on before, but it's the beginning of the next pasuk. Yes Kerech means Yes Kerech the Moisayid the Magayfa. And Kerech he died with the Yed in the Magayfa. So to Machlokes, how do you read this word Yes Kerech? Right. Omar Rava, might it say, what the pasuk say, Shemash, Yorach, Omad, the sun and the moon stood, Zvulal Or, went up to the Zvul, went up to Shemayim like, and Chitzecha Yalchu, and Hashem had to see through arrows at the sun and the moon. Malam, it comes to teach us that She'olu Shemesh Virech, the sun and the moon went up Lizvul, Lizvul means that's the place where Hashem is, they went up to Hashem, and want to talk to Hashem. Omru they said lefonos, Ribbono shel Olam, if you're going to make Moshe Rabbeinu win now, then we'll go out and shine on the world the way we're supposed to. But if you're not going to show favoritism to Moshe, you're going to let this Kerech win, we're not going to go out. As the sun and the moon couldn't take this machlokes that Kerech was doing against Moshe. So what happened? So Shazorak ben Chitzim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shot them with an arrow and said, you, sun and moon, go down. Why? Omalem, Hashem complained to them. Bichvoidi loy mechisem. When the Klai Yisrael was doing Avoyde Zorah going against me, that didn't bother you. Then you didn't come to complain to me. I'm not going down to shine because the Jews are worshipping Avoyde Zorah. That didn't bother you, the son. But Bichvoid Vosavadah mechisem. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu is in trouble, it bothers you about Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem was angry with him. For you didn't know enough, and now you don't want to go. Ademachlechu, so Hashem had to shoot them, or whatever that means, and then they went down. It means that we have to make protest for Hashem's sake also. Dorash Rava, my dechsev was the prophet say in Berea Yivra Hashem. Like Moshe Rabbeinu was speaking, if you create something new to kill them, uposesu adam espi, and that's what happened. The earth opened up its mouth. So it means Amar Moshe Tafnei Kodesh Baruch Hu. In Berea Gehenim, if you're going to create Gehenim now for them, Mutav, I'll be satisfied. V'yimlav, if you created it already, very good. V'yimlav, if you did not create it yet, Yivra Hashem, Hashem now go and create, now go and make a new type of a misa to kill Adas Kerech. So the question is, Lamai, what did Moshe Rabbeinu mean to create now? Ilai Malamivra Mamish, like to Mamish create Gehenim. Like in Sad Moshe said, maybe you didn't create Gehenim yet, or means you didn't create something special for Adas Kerech. I want you to go and create it right now. So the verse says, that can't be. How can Moshe ask for that? Well, the Pasuk says, Ein kol chodesh tachas ha-shemesh. There's nothing new created after Sheshesh and May Breshev. Nothing new is created. So how could Moshe ask Hashem, go and create a new Gehenim now? Ella, what it meant to say was, L'kroi ve'pitzcha. Just means, of course, Gehenim is here already. Just bring the mouth of Gehenim closer to Adas Kerech, that when they opened up, they went straight down to Gehenim. Now the prophet says, "Ubnei Kerech lemesu," but the Bnei Kerech, they themselves did not die. Kerech's children himself did not die. Tony, we learned how come they were there. They were there. I mean, Bluim, they were swallowed up. They were with Kerech. Tony, we learned Mishum Rabbeinu Omru. The Rabbeinu said that Mokom Nizbat Solehem beGehenim. Of course they fell down into that pit, into Gehenim, but Hashem made a special nace like, there was a special place in Nizbata, they came up in Gehenim. They did not fall all the way down, but they stayed up a little bit. And what's the pshat on that?
Vayeshvu Allah v'yom, when they said Shira back to Hashem. And we'll soon see this by all the Rishoyim. After the Nef, when it's too late, then they come to see the Emes, they see the truth, and then they start to say Hashem is right and we were wrong, and they go to say Shira to Hashem. Here, B'nai Kerach, they were not killed out. They lived a little bit longer, and that's where in Tehillim, Kisayat, you see, L'Mesech of B'nai Kerach. That's from this mice here, that B'nai Kerach, they still stayed alive, and they said Shira, now they realize the truth that Hashem is Emes, and they went to give tremendous Shira to Hashem. And when David HaMelech came to write down his Tehillim, a lot of those Shiras, he put into the Tehillim. That's L'Mesech of B'nai Kerach. That's this mice. Now, Omar Rabba Baba Chona, Zim Nechor, that happened once, Heavy Kazil Nebuchadnezzar, walking in the road. Omla Yutaya met up with an Arab. Rashi Socha Yishmael met up with an Arab. Tov Ach Vilachor Beluya de Kerach. So he said to Rabbi Babachon, if you want to, I'll show you the place where Kerach's people were swallowed up. It's very good, let me see it. Ozal he went, Chosa Tre Bizoy. He saw two big cracks in the ground. Devikonofe Kitrim in Ayu. That smoke was coming out from the ground there. So the Arab Shoko Gavavo Diyam, he took a piece of wool, Amshu Yamai, he wet it in water, the Yosfei Beresh Rumchi, he put it at the top of his spear, the Achal Fiyosim, and he put it over that place, and Ichruch, the wool was burnt, was very hot there. Omalai, so he said to him, Atis Mashamit, listen carefully to hear something, the Shamit, and you heard, they have become me. This is what they were saying over there. Hachi, our song that we sing started out from B'nai Kerach. The answer they sang, Moshe Emes V'Sarosi Emes, Sehein Badoyim. They were singing there and saying that Moshe and his Torah is Emes, and we, the B'nai Kerach, or the Anshe Kerach, we are liars, we are wrong. So Omar, Rashi says, Omar Le Mitzahutayah,